Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day in Yom Revi'i, fourth day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those in need of our collective tefillos, and their names are listed in the daily email, in particular the three children we've been davening for, Chaya Yal, Shoshana Das, Chana Friedel, Lini Orna Das, Chain Chana, and Tinoch Ben Nechama Devorah. May they and all in need have a quick, full, speedily, full refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those being held captive, that they be returned home. Of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held unjustly in Gaza, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tziona in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Van of Kolbasis Shul in Kolbasis, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Van fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And that will be followed by the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and Rabbi Van will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can do so anytime by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Van.
Shalom and thank you. It's great to be back with everyone as we daven for Am Yisrael and learn a little Torah. You might have heard a few months ago, made the news that there were five red heifers, five perfectly red cows that were brought to Israel from Texas in an excitement that maybe will be merit that we could offer those red heifers and begin the Parah Aduma, the process that's necessary to purify ourselves to enter the Beit HaMikdash. We're hoping it's going to be rebuilt soon. What's interesting is the law of the red heifer. The law of the Parah Aduma is that it has to be red, and not only does it have to be appear red, it cannot have any, it can have certainly even two black hairs. Keep that in mind. The Medrash says a fascinating story. The Medrash says that there was a Jew that owned a cow, and this was a working cow, but he hit upon difficult times, and he was forced to sell the cow to his neighbor, to his non-Jewish neighbor next door. And the first day and the second day, everything was fine. But on the fourth day, the non-Jew goes out, the farmer goes out to take the cow to work the field, and the cow refuses to budge. He will not move. Beat it, hit it, doesn't matter. The cow is not budging. He marches over to his Jewish neighbor, to the seller, and he says, "You're a thief. You sold me a faulty cow. Yes, for a few days it worked, but it's like, you know, you must be a used car salesman. It works as long as, till the check clears. What's going on here?" So the Jew, realizing that it actually was Shabbos, he says, "You know what? Let me go talk to the cow. Let me go see the cow." And he takes them across the street, and he shows him by the barn. And they go to the barn, and they see indeed the cow is standing there in the barn. And the Jew goes over to the cow, and he tells him, in the words of the Midrash, he tells him, "Oh, my dear Elsie, how are you doing?" He says, "In my sins, I was forced to sell you. As long as you belong to me, right, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. You're not allowed, you might remember it or see it each week we say it in the Kiddush, but we don't think about it in the day Kiddush. But the obligation to rest is not only upon me, upon my family, upon my workers. It's even incumbent that I'm not allowed to work animals on Shabbos. And that indeed, as long as you belong to me, Shabbos was the day of rest. But now, you're no longer mine. You belong to the neighbor, you belong to a non-Jew. The non-Jew is not enjoined by Shabbos. He works 7 days a week. And with that, he gave the reins over once again to the non-Jewish farmer, and the cow indeed starts to move. The non-Jew was taken aback. He said, you must have done some type of magic, Kishur, black magic, incantation to make this cow move. What did you tell it? And the man, the non-Jew, began to panic. And the Jew said, no, 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 you have nothing to worry about. I didn't say any black magic. There's no spell. I simply told it that as long as he belonged to me, there was a Shabbos. But now that he belongs to you, there's no more Shabbos. And therefore, he's ready to work for you. When the non-Jew saw that, he was astounded. He said to himself, he said that a cow could discern between being owned by a Jew and not being owned by a Jew. He could discern that there's an aura of Shabbos and there's no aura of Shabbos. What about me? Me, a human being who can think, who's created in the image of God. Surely I have to be able to discern the difference in life. I have to learn about this Jewish religion. I have to learn what's going on with this Jewish people and their relationship with God in a much deeper and a holy way. And it says that he learned about Judaism, he converted to Judaism, and not only did he convert, he became like Rabbi Akiva to a certain extent. He began learning and learning and learning until he became Rabbi Yochanan ben Torsa, which means Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the cow. It's a play on the words because that's what influenced him, that's what brought him closer. And the message continues that really all of us could be impacted. It's a question, are we open to the moments of influence? Look at this, look at the cow that we began with, look at the Paraduma. It's called Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the secret, right? The law of Torah. You know what the essence, the secret of Torah is? It's, are you able to see something and then discern it and be influenced by it? Wow, it's red. You're impacted. But are you looking? There's no black. And then are you influenced? There's so much going on in the world today. But are we being impacted by it, or it's just another? The miracles that happen, right, the 300 rockets, are we being influenced? How is it impacting us? How is it changing us? There's a beautiful app, WhatsApp app group, called The Beauty of the Jewish Nation, right, where she finds different points, poignant moments of influence, of impact, and an influence. Look at it, that right, beautiful one of a commander, right, being hurt, right, in the field, being rushed to the hospital before he leaves. He's on the radio telling his soldiers, I'm coming back to you, right, fight strong. A person, an Israeli, you see him, tattoos all over his body, earrings in both ears, holding his tzitzit and saying, right, I may not be, right, I'm not saying I'm religious, but this is my garment of God. This is my connection. It's tying me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. Like, all of us, let's be influenced from all that's going on. Influenced in it. Let's take the impact. Look at it. Let's be impacted. Let's be influenced in a positive way. B'ezrat Hashem, if we are, then all that's going on around us will have a positive influence on us. And we'll be able to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to each other, right? And Am Yisrael will have the true achdus that we need. And in that merit, there'll be a zechus for the hostages to return home safely, for the protection of all of our soldiers, protection of every Jew in Eretz Yisrael, right? We're hearing what's going on, and really the protection of Jews all over the world. There should be true shalom for ourselves, for Am Yisrael, and we should merit, ultimately, we should merit that this should be the final push, that we should merit that those red heifers indeed should be the red heifers that we bring the Parah Aduma. We all are Metar, we purify ourselves, and we go together up to Eretz Yisrael and up to Har HaBayis. I'm going to recite the chapters of Tehillim, chapter Chof. 20. Lam natseach mizmor li David ya'ancho adonai b'yoyim tzoro yisagevcho shein alayhe yakev yishlach ezrucho mitzikoydesh umitzion yisadecho yizkor kol minchisecho v'yaylotcho yedash nesela yiten lachokul v'vecho v'chol atoscho yimalei mivanino v'shuasecho v'shein alayhenu nidgol yimalei adonai kol mishalisecho ata yodati ki yishia adonai mishi יענהו משני כושר בגבור את יש הימינוי אלה ורכה ואלה בסוסי ואנחנו בשם אדוני אליהינו נזכיר הימו קורו ונופורו ואנחנו קמנו ונסדוד אדוני הישיה המלך יענהו ויום קרנו שפטר חוף גימו 23. Mizmor David Adonai roi roi echser v'nei steshe yarbitzeni amei minuchosi nahaleni nashi yeshoyve v'yancheni v'marei tzedek l'man shemoi gam ki elech b'geitz amovus loi irara ki ata imati shivtecho u'mishantecho eime yinachamoni ta'arech l'fonai shofa neket zoi roi dishanta b'ashem en roishi kaisi rivoya אחתוי וחסד ידפו לי כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. שבתי קוף אלס. שיר אמר לו יססו עיניי אלי הורים מעין יובי עזרי, עזרי מאם אדוני עושה שמיים ואורץ. אל ייתן למות רגלך, אל ילום שמך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישום שם ישראל, אדוני שמרך, אדוני צורך היד מנך. יום השמש לא יקק וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך מכל רע, ישמר את נפשך, אדוני ישמר צאתך ויחו מיצר וירימום. ק"ל שיר המלך ואימא מתאים תירוסיך אדוני, אדוני שמעו וקולי תהיינו אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם אבינוי תשמור יו אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אמך הסליחו למען תברי, כביסי אדוני כבשו נפשי ולדברו היכולתי, נפשי לאדוני משמים לבקר, שמים לבקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה ימי פגוס, והוא יפתח ישראל מכל אבינוי סוף. 142. Maskil David Yesoy Bamoros if you law, Koili El Adinoi Ez Och, Koili El Adinoi Eskanon. Espoich Lufonov Sifi Sarosi Lufonov Agid, Isafe for Layuchi, the Ata Yudatan Sivosi. But I have to arrest Tom Lufasi. I bet your minute is the alien up here. עבד ממש ממני אין דרש לנשי, זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי עצמו מחפי חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו אל ינוסי כי דלויסי מאויד, הצילני מרויפי כי אמצו ממני. הוציאו מנסתר נשי להידי אש עיניך, ויצילו צדיקים כי סגמור אלוהי. אחינו כובס ישראל הנשונים בצר ובשביו, האינדים בין ביום ובין ביבושו, המוכרים ירחם עליהם, ויציאי מצרו לרבוכו, ומייחלו לאוירו משיבו לגאולו, השתה בגולו בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are distressed or captivity on sea or land, dry land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishabela Shabisenu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Yivorches Chayalei Tzva Hazana Yisrael Anshei Klichos HaBitachon Ha'ondim Al Mishmar Eitzenu Ve'ore Aleinu Migevul Al Banoim Ba'Midbor Mitzrayim Meneyom Al Gadol Al Voi Harovo Be'Yabosho Ba'Aviro Vayom Yiten Adinoyes Eyovenu Akramim Aleinu Nigofim Lifneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Ve'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzoro Ve'Tzuko Mikenego Machlo וישלח ברכו וחצלחו בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד וצעינו תחתיהם ויצרים בכסי ישוע וטרס מצחים. ויקויים בהם הכוסוף, כי אדינוי אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, וילוחם לכם ומוידיכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Yishaberach Avraham Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov Yisrael Meisher VeAaron Dovid Shlomo Yivorech VeYishmar VeYinsorech Nedvei Tzivah Hazanol Yisrael Ushuv Yov Es Kol Achim VeAnisuim VeTzov VeYishuv Yov Avur SheKol Akol HaKodesh Hazeh Mispal Bavlom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachem Amaleihem Yitzeihem Et Choshes Tzalmo VeTzumos VeYisrael Yinatek VeYitzkoseihem Yishiem VeYishuvei Mehevah LeChek Mishpachoseihem Yoidu Lavin Es Chaserei VeNifloi Tov LeBnei Adam ויקויים בהם מקושי כוסו ובדויוי עדינו ישובון ובואו ציון ורינו ושמחה סלם על ראשון ססוין ושמחה יציגו ונוסו יוגוין ואנוכו ונאמר אמן נשבר החביסנו אברהם יצוק ויחי נשאר דוג ונשלום ורפא את החולים עבור שכל המספלם בעבורם הקדש ברוך ימלי רחם ממלאים לחלימום ולרח ויסום ולחזיקום ולחייסום לשלח להם מהי רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל עבריהם וכל גידים בצריך שראור חילי ישראל רפואה של נפש ורפואה של גוף השתה בגולו ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Van. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.